Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
And Psychics Gone Wild we are. Tonight it took a little bit of a delay to get us here, but we're here. And I say we. This is Jethro Smith, founder of Psychics Gone Wild. Psychic individuals, intuitive mediums, friends of all of the metaphysical, getting together to do wild, fun, free readings, a little time to get you to know us, to get to know you, to see if you want us as an intuitive person. We better be able to laugh tonight or you're with the right ones. I just did a lot of angel work with the guides, and I've got Gabriel with me, who's got a lot of sense of humor. She, the female angel in the heart, working with me very much to bring you the best. And speaking of the best, we have a phenomenal hostess tonight. This individual, I'm proud to say, is not only my very good friend, she's internationally recognized as an intuitive spiritual coach, psychic medium. She's a lot of fun. She does a lot of things, and we're going to talk to her right now. Melissa Berman, how are you?
Oh, whoa. And scene. Okay. Oh, hi, Jethro. What happened?
Everything.
It has been a whacked-ass day, and I got to tell you, the energy is floating, flying. There were massive angels present in the heavens today. I mean, big giant ones flying through, spaceships. You can think I'm whacked out of my mind, but it was true. I saw it all. And there's been nothing but psychic attacks everywhere. God bless everybody. But I don't know if you felt it there, but I'm feeling it here all day long, just trying to, you know, get through it and stay afloat. It's insane, but I think that's a good sign. What is that old saying? When God moves, expect backlash. And I think that's God's moving.
Very much. And tonight we were doing the
spiritual
work on
laxative.
And I had friends teasing me here. They go, we're working with the angels and we're running through them and we're goodness exciting. And the class gets done. I'm sitting there and I could feel the energy. And that's what we're going to talk a little bit. Those of you who are writing in going, what is psychic attack? Well, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk to you about what's going on in your life. How many times do you pick up the phone and know that that person's at the other end who it is? How many times do you get off of work and you're tired for no physical reason? Are you being vampired? This is what Psychics Gone Wild's here to help you. So those questions we want to do. We've got an email here right off the bat that asks, Melissa and Jethro, I've listened to you two ongoingly for the last month. You two seem to be really happy and hyper. You joke about food, but I want to know, is there some mushrooms or herbs that you two are taking? The world is having problems, don't you know it? Tom from Alabama.
Tom. No, we work through our crap just like everybody else. We just do it. It's just some days you just have to laugh, some days you cry, some days Jeff will eat chocolate. I mean, it's just the way it rolls. No, there are no mushrooms unless you can do, you know, nutritional mushrooms. I'm allergic to mushrooms, so I can't help you. There's nothing you can do. Smoke hemp, I don't know. I don't like that word hyper. Hyper means we're like this. Blah, blah, blah. We're high energy. Hyper's like, you know, obnoxious. I don't think we're, I hope to God you don't think we're obnoxious. Please don't think we're obnoxious. We could get obnoxious, but we choose not to. Snack of the day, snack of the week, Jethro.
Exactly. And I've got people writing me in the room. We're only doing readings on the phone. We're doing it for an hour. We're having fun. Please call 773-897-6461. We welcome you there. Do know that we do take any form of abuse. I take it as cyberbullying. We are public officials, and we are here, but I will not and do not expect to harass you or expect to be harassed. Give what you get is my belief. So call in. Welcome you. Know that we're fun, and that's what we're going to stay. So, you know, with that in mind, I'm going to pick up a few phone calls here in a little bit, but we've got a little bit of questions here, and Melissa just wants to know the fun food. I would like to talk about all of the foods. I would like to talk about a vegetarian lasagna. Now, if I'm putting all the ingredients...
You've been talking about that since August.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Let's go to his brother... fettuccine. Okay, what's wrong with fettuccine? What did he do to you?
Oh my God, I don't know.
Okay.
Well, you're not using. Are you using rice noodles? You're probably using regular noodles.
And
noodles.
I use noodles.
Are you using your noodle, Jethro?
I'm trying to. yes, and we do. And I've got someone else telling me, they said that, you know, you said the different types of noodles. I know that there's ways. I use whole grain is what I do use, and I do use it's a fettuccine noodle itself, but my problem is like butters. There's things that I just love in a good dish. I've had people send me recipes, and I do some health ones, but, you know, the problem is, I know this is going to make people scream mommy at me, but if you're putting oleo in there, and it's good, and it tastes good, like a crust, I've tried everything else, but I like that original little bit in there. A good example, you're making a really good dressing. I've had all the dressings around Halloween, yeah, all around Thanksgiving. If your dressing's turkey at Halloween, you need to stay out of there, because you're a little messy. But it's like if you do the dressing, things are going on. You can tell I'm wound to the hilt. And it's like, yes, you will feel the difference between the really good food.
But, you know, butter, I don't think butter is the worst. I mean, but try olive oil and try other oils. Everybody's got a different nutritional thing, you know, and some people can ingest stuff more readily, and some people ingest it, and they probably ought not to. But, you know, you can't help yourself.
I love it. And Chips and Salt is right. She has an awesome pumpkin pie vegan recipe. Send it to me. Pumpkin's good for the tummy, and I do need
pumpkin's
that.
Pumpkin's good for everything. It's vitamin A, fiber. It's for protection in the harvest. There's all kinds of stuff with pumpkin.
Protection. Now, is this like you using it as a weapon with the neighbors throwing it? Are you being Melissa Meany, or what is going on? What do you mean it's protection?
No, the essence of it is for, I mean, if you want to get into the ritualistic aspect of it, it's got protective properties. And, you know, you think about the pumpkins and the harvest and, you know, and it smells great and it tastes great and, you know, just saying, pumpkin muffins.
Love that. That sounds so good. We love pumpkin. I've always called my kid Pumpkinhead, and they go, it's pumpkin, Jethro. But I just pumpkin. So
pumpkin.
I want to welcome all of you guys. Let's take a few calls.
Hey, Pumpkinhead.
We do tease some of you guys who have called in. We are going through. If you have had a reading in the last month, please kind of just set back and say, I'm going to pass. Because what's
even
happened...
Even if you've had like 5 readings in 1 week, some of you know who you are. You cannot misuse. You got to stop misusing the oracle. Because the oracle is going to stop reading for you. This is something we all talked about, and we thought we'd hopefully get an article out, but we haven't had a chance to. But the whole idea that the guidance is sacred, and it's I read this great website I was drawn to, a woman named something Colette Reed Barron, I think, and she's with Hay House, and she does oracle cards and stuff, and she said, you know, the guidance is to be respected. And I thought that was one of the most beautiful things I've ever read in my life, and she wrote that. And I thought, you know, sometimes we have emergency situations, and yes, we do need to maybe have a reading maybe once every couple of weeks, maybe 2 times in 1 week if we're having a really rough time. But for the most part, you know, a really good reading is going to last for months and months unless it's an emergency. But some people call a lot. You know who you are, and we love you. It's not that we don't, but you've got to start relying on your own gifts and talents and intuition and let your guides continue to carry you through with the guidance that's been received and shared.
So just say you want to listen. We want you to listen. We want you to continue. Go to psychicsgonewild.com because we're going to be giving out prizes tonight. We've got a few special ones. I can't wait. It's our birthday. We'll give you a present if we want to. And we're going to do it tonight because February 17th is when Psychics Gone Wild becomes 3 years old. And we're real close here. So 917, where are you? 917.
Good night.
We're going on. The energy is there, very much intense. Looking at the energy, here we are, 317.
Hi, this is Jamie. Hello.
Jamie, welcome to Psychics Gone Wilder.
Thank
Hi,
you.
Hi, Jamie. Good evening.
Hello.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hello.
Love it. I just wanted to see, if I may ask, if Spirit has anything for me.
You got to be real specific because we don't have time.
Oh,
but we always
okay.
have time for you. So when you guys call in, have a question in mind, okay? Because that makes it, we can kick it in more quickly for you.
Okay. How about love? It's a dumb question, but I'm asking it. And I don't have anybody right now.
What do you want to know about love? Are you going to meet somebody?
Is there one coming? Is there anything? Yes.
Okay. Well, you have great self-esteem. You really love yourself. And that's like the biggest hurdle right there for any of us. It feels like there's somebody, like, do you have a cousin that knows people that would invite you to a party or something?
No.
Or a friend that's sort of like a cousin, like a friend that's sort of like, if they weren't a friend, they'd be family-ish?
Yes.
Yes, so that person who's sort of like your cousin, like a kissing cousin kind of energy, if they
yeah.
have something, if they invite you to something, go. Whatever they ask
okay.
you, to, like, you know, you have to bear your soul down, but if they have some good invites, go, because you want to get out there and kind of check the scene out and decide what looks good, tastes good, smells good, feels good, and you got to have a time to enjoy it. It's time for you to enjoy this now instead of feeling pressured by it. In the past, it feels
yes.
like you've been a little pressured by it. And
yes.
I don't know if it's your mother pressuring you, for God's sake, or if it's your own personal pressure. But we know what we're talking about, right? But the bottom
yeah.
line is there can't be pressure on this anymore. And that goes for everybody. It's like we get into these situations, you know what, Jamie, where we feel this vice. It's just like squelching us. And we're going, like, what the? You know, WT, you know what? Why are we
yeah.
feeling this way? But we often have many karmic, you know, considerations that are going on, and we have to honor them to the best of our ability. So for now the new year, the new you, the year of the horse, you know, and springtime eventually coming, but it's the idea that you have to have, now it's time for you to enjoy this. So start sending it out there. If this good friend invites you to someplace, get on your horse and giddy up. Jeffro, what do you say?
Thank you.
You're welcome, Jamie.
I'm seeing the different energy of the guides. They're telling me that there is a relationship for you, but I do see that you have a bird totem. The guides are telling me that there's a couple of possibilities, but something else is happening with the energy there. I see it's in the winds. They're telling me Ariel the angel, and I apologize, I've got angel oil all over me, so I'm seeing the most coolest smoke. It's all good. It's just woo, and I didn't smoke it. I just touched it and lightly rubbed it on my face, okay? But it's like and it's like the angels are telling me that this is going to be a very uplifting year, that you're going to correct and do some things within the energy to have the perfect one. So what I'm seeing is you're moving it around a little bit. There's also something that has to be very elective for you to make that person be the right person.
We're saying
yeah.
the same thing, Jethro.
Yes,
yeah.
We do. Well, we do sometimes. And what I love about the guides, this is what someone told me, this new one of our new family of psychics gone wild, they creep out when you're sitting here doing it. And it's good. You know, when it isn't, it means there's something going on. It doesn't mean the psychics, it means that there is something there. But I think we're both, and we want to hear all the juice, Jamie, call us and spill. I mean, I don't want you holding nothing back.
Yeah,
I won't, and send me some angel dust, too.
Jamie, use pink and green. Use pink and green colors. If you're drawn to those colors, that's a heart chakra, and it expands
okay.
with love. But if those colors are really bright for you right now, pretty greens and pinks, okay?
Okay. Well,
yeah,
thank
baby.
You both so much.
Yeah,
I appreciate
yeah, yeah.
it. Yeah, yeah. Have a good evening.
You too.
Thank you.
I feel the name. I heard the name. So as we're going in with the guides that said that, I put in for a person with an initial with her to the relationship. Jamie, we want to hear, like I said, spill it all. We're going to turn around and grab a hold of another phone and let it not grab us back, or we will scream lightly. But it's like we are going into something so wild.
Oh,
God. We've got a couple of a lot of calls, actually, right now. So hang on, you guys. We're going to take just a little bit of a second. We've got
Welcome
a couple
everybody.
Emails, too.
I hope you're kicking back and had a good day. And even if you didn't have a good day, have a good day now, because we're all here to help each other get through this. Take a deep breath and let it go. Whew.
Oh, it is. And we've got a lot of angels today. This is those of you who are keeping track of metaphysical. You know, Melissa started out, and we've got a lot of writing already. Melissa, I have seen the angel of death. Everyone tells me that Azrael does transformations. I don't feel he's good. He looks at me. He watches me. Should I worry about this angel that's watching me that has been known for death?
Have you had confirmation that it is Azrael?
They're saying they feel it is. They feel it is. They're not
they feel
confirmed.
That it's certainly Azrael, because an angel of that magnitude, if they come in your presence, you're not going to be afraid of that angel. So if you've been hanging around with some people that are, you know, a little questionable in their ethics spiritually, I mean, I'm just, or something, they may have tried to mess with you a little bit, Azrael is not going to come and make you afraid. Azrael is going to have answers for you. So if it's death and transformation, we're dealing with Plutonian energy. Do you have Capricorn in your chart at all?
They're putting down, they had it told to them by the mentalist who works down on 53rd Street. They say he's pretty good.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Honey.
Oh, my goodness.
No,
I didn't laugh at you. Come on, tell him.
Yeah, no. No, angels of that magnitude, if they come in your presence, it's because you've called them and you need help with transformation. So I didn't get the feeling that in sacred space among masses of us here, I feel like you need to do a little bit of healing work there and kind of get some, exorcise that out of your world. Get some frankincense and myrrh incense. And light a white candle, a black candle, and a red candle. You can invoke it any way you want if you're drawn to this kind of work. If you're not drawn to any kind of candle or that kind of therapy, you need to do some praying and call in your angelic team for clarification and protection.
And I want you to know, Brian, that I'm writing this. I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with it because I went through situations where it is a little awkward when you're dealing with this, because someone told me, they said, you make sure, because there's other ones who are doing trickery. Well, I'm thinking, you know, they're angels. They're 10-foot, and now they're into playing tricks on me. Now I'm a little pawn down here. You know, and I've got a visual of them reaching down, grabbing me, moving me around the board. And then I realized there's something that I feel that, and this is something we always work with, remember that white, that light protection, and like, Melissa just hit correctly on with people and with the energy. Always look within this and start working on those energies. You're putting out, you work with it. If anytime anything does do something like this is there, you know, I didn't laugh at the mentalist. It just hit me. I'm sorry. It was a funny thing for me, and I have a sick private joke there. Don't get offended. But they're writing me to their understanding, no hurt taken. But I have a bad habit, too. You got to realize when I get uptight or anything, I laugh. I had someone tell me that I'm
and
the worst
eat.
One for the night. And I it's true. And I'll have you know, I'm 4 pounds lighter, Melissa, these last 2 weeks.
I believe it, because you eat well and you take good care of yourself.
I thank you and Kay, and I think it's better. And we got to thank now Chip and Salsa. She just sent us the recipe to that pumpkin vegan recipe.
Hi, Chip and Salsa. How are you? I'm not on that part of the line right now, so we love Chips and Salsa. She's fabulous. She's muy fabulosa.
She is lovely. And we're going to take and grab a hold of 917.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I couldn't hear you before, but thank you for taking my call again.
We're still trying to get you in again. We can barely hear you, so I don't know what's going
Hi.
On there.
Is this better?
Yes.
Okay, I'm calling in regards to relationships. I wanted to know what can you see.
What's your name, honey girl?
It's Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, so you were saying relationship. Go ahead, honey.
In regards to relationships, what can you see coming up for me?
I'm not getting anything right this second. Jethro, are you getting anything from the lovely Anna?
I feel like, and I apologize, the phone the first time didn't pick up with her, and I'm picking up an energy here, but I am hearing from the guides that there is a situation there. I feel like you've been, you're it's like other things are going on and you're not getting to have a relation. I don't feel like that you're with somebody right now.
Okay. Do you see anyone coming in or anything like that?
I do feel there's a relationship here. I keep seeing a dark-headed man. I keep seeing a person who is what they show me, and what I see is somebody who's waiting by, like what I see, like the, you know, from the, like a bigger house, like by the stoop. He's sitting there. I see this a positive. I see, Anna, that they're telling me that you're. I don't feel this is right. This is really, there's something going on. The guides are putting you in a situation where they want you to have the relationship. I feel there is, but I feel there's something blocking that. I don't know what it is, but I keep feeling like there's something going on with you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
But I also get the feeling this guy that dance likes to dance. Do you like to dance, Anna?
No. I mean, not like that.
Do you ever go out dancing?
I really
dancing?
Wouldn't.
You know, like couples dancing, not like crazy dancing, but just, you know, something
gentle.
Oh,
no. I never really asked him if he does, but that would be kind of out the blue for me.
Yeah. Well, the gentleman that's coming in likes to dance is what I'm getting. So if what's being shared with me, so don't shut him out because he wants to take you dancing. Now, it could be that he wants to sweep you off your feet. We don't know. But I agree with Jethro. Also, there just feels like there's a block, like you're sad or depressed or something's kind of in the way right now that maybe you haven't quite let go of. So when you're ready to let go of whatever that is, then you'll have more space to let something more kind in. It feels like it needs to be kinder to you.
Okay, so there's a couple people. Yeah, there's a couple people around me. That's why I wanted to know, but I guess you didn't pick up anything from them.
Well,
that's ironic,
you know what? You
have
to be really specific. This goes for everybody. We'll say this to remind you guys that when we get a basic question, you know, what do you see for my job? What do you see for my career? What do you see for my relationship? If you know that there's a couple people, be real specific because we don't have the luxury or privilege of doing a regular, like, half-hour session, hour session. We only have a few minutes with you. So be specific without giving, you know, your secrets away, and then we can tune in a little bit better. Does that make sense? Yeah.
And it's ironic because you said a couple of people.
It makes a lot of sense. It does make a lot of sense.
Oh, good.
We were trying to read into the future, and we were, unfortunately, we may be seeing them as blocks because there's karma there, especially if you've had closeness, you know, blood, sex, or hair, anytime energy. But also they're telling me with you too that I keep feeling like there's still something with you that has to be reached before the big one. And I know that sounds cold, but I would say with what I'm seeing that I can say just for a general reading, you know, in the few minutes here, I bet you that these two in the relationships, at the rate this doesn't last with the ones that you have.
Okay.
Dun, dun, dun.
So
that means something good coming, huh?
Yeah. Well, thank you, Anna. We love you dearly. Thank you for tuning in. And this is Psychics Gone Wild. Contact us back and get a hold of us at psychicsgonewild.com for those prizes. We're going to be giving them away. Are you a Jan fan? It's still going on. If you put into psychicsgonewild.com and you write, I'm a Jan fan, you get to be in for the big mother load. We're giving away a lot of readings. We're giving away books. We're giving away CDs. I can't tell you any of the names. I'm silly. But it's Gaetano Vivo. We're giving away a book from Gaetano Vivo, the Reiki master from Italy. We're giving away Pamela Cummings' book. We're giving away a Gary Wimmer's book. We're giving away the book on literacy, how to read using gemstones, semi-precious stones. We're giving away Linda Irwin's music, all because you're a Jan fan. There will be one winner. They will be picked on our birthday, February 17th. And right now, there's only 1,100 of you in there. So in 2 months, Jan's got 1,100 people who are her Jan fans. These are separate individuals, at least, that we've been keeping track. We put it in a basket. We're going to pull one winner out, and that's who we will announce on our birthday. So be a Jan fan. And someone just wrote me, what's a Jan fan? A Jan fan is someone who's listened to the Psychics Gone Wild. Jan is our lovely helper, reader, fun individual who we've put around. She has read with almost everybody. There's only a few, maybe one or two, that haven't read with her, and that's only because we couldn't get Jan to do more than one day. Jan gets stretched in all shapes, but she always comes back to the lovely Jan. So that's what it is, you guys. I laugh at you when you ask me these questions. A Jan is a person, a fan is someone who likes her. Be a Jan fan so you can win. So we're going into the phones. I've got a bunch of calls. Let's make sure that we grab someone that's on this phone line right now. 856.
Hi.
Hello. Welcome to Psyche's Gone Wild.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. Do you have a question for us?
Who are we speaking with?
This is Laura.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for asking. How can we help you?
Well, I was wondering if you see me getting a permanent job sometime this year so I can purchase my home.
Jethro, you want to hit it? And I'll tag?
No, that's fine. We work good together. That's why we're the wild ones. What I'm getting with you, Laura... And I thank you for being on the question with it. As I'm getting, there's some paperwork. There's some things happening for your home, but I see it coming together. They keep showing me, talk to me a little bit about, they keep showing me that you're obviously on a coast or something here.
Yeah, I am. There's a home there that I want down around Cape May area that I have my eye on. So I'm hoping that I can get that home. But I need a permanent job before I do that. At least I think I do.
I feel it's coming together. I think that's what's going to happen, and I feel that you're going to get what you want, Laura, because I keep seeing this together. I'm seeing feng shui of it, and I keep seeing like the water, and I'm seeing this energy there, and I'm seeing you working like a wild woman. You're like Melissa. We have to capsize your boat because you won't slow down. I see you working here, going there. You're putting this stuff in. And I get a yes, but I get, they keep telling me it is a little farther down, but it isn't just the physical job. I feel like there's a reason you need this house. This house is your magnetic field. It's where you resonate. And you have some abilities you already are doing, but you said get a job. It's kind of ironic that you're asking. I mean, you know, I feel like you have some of the funds to get the house, obviously, but I feel like you're getting the work to get this house, to get over the moon tonight. You're going to do it.
And don't get depressed in the process. I keep hearing depressed. Don't get depressed in the process, okay, Laura? Just keep your nose to the grindstone and keep your heart geared to what you want to do. And it feels like it's going to twist and turn a little bit, but it feels also like you're being guided.
Well, see, I'm on a contract through the end of June, and I'm worried about what's going to happen career-wise after June.
Mm-hmm.
That's what because I really want the house.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to make a move on it unless I know I'm going to have work coming up after June.
Oh, you're going to work. They're telling me that, and it's like, see, this is why they're saying this, and they tell me that there is, I feel like there's a situation that's already in the making there with paperwork, and it's ironic you said contract, because that's exactly how they show it to me. I see there's going to be something here, really, as you're going, one ends and one starts. It's not that far, like one, you know, you basically start a new contract is what I'm getting, and I'm getting yes is what I'm getting.
And
with
yeah,
you,
I'm getting make your plans.
Will it be with a different company, though, or with the same company I'm at?
It's going to be your call. It's going to be your call.
Oh.
Is what I'm getting. What are you getting, Jethro? What's being shared with me?
That's what I feel that, too. I feel it's going to be up to you and what you want. I'm going to, you know, go there with you. Definitely, if you get a chance, get a reading with us on PsycheSconeWall.com. I feel with you, you've got so much happening. I teased you there. You know, it was a compliment to say you were like Melissa. It's a good thing. But it's like you're resonating so much out that it's like that's why you want that house so bad. You will take on, you know, a buzzsaw to get that baby. That's what I'm.
Yeah, that's right too. I want it that bad.
Cool. Blessings to you. We're on your side. We want to be invited over to your house later. We will bring health food because now we got recipes that I can make. So, well, thank you for calling.
Best wishes, Laura. All the best. Keep us posted.
Thank you. I will.
All right.
We're rolling with the river. I bet you go down there and find some people who want to eat. 661, here's some fun.
You got a snort out of me. That was good.
Ola, Ola.
You got a snorty. 661, want to have some fun? Come 661.
Ola, Ola, Sethro.
Hello.
And Melissa, how are you?
Wonderful. We want to have food with you. Who are you?
Who is this? This is Chip and Salsa.
Oh, my lovely.
Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm doing great. Enjoying the show. You guys are a riot.
We love you, Miss Sienna.
Oh, I sent you too, Melissa, a copy of those recipes.
Okay, thank you.
And I also put in there a creamy poblano soup.
Oh, this woman, let's open a restaurant.
Oh, yes, I want
like
to do it.
Like Gone Wild eating.
I have a business
now,
that we could, the front
the
restaurant,
soup,
I can sell in the back.
The poblano soup is not vegan, but really easy to make vegan. So, you know, take
ooh,
a look at that.
You're like
you'll
a goddess.
It.
You're the
it's
goddess
great.
Nurturance.
Oh, I gotta have meat. Some meat. I mean, just a little baby meat in there. No one has to tell them, you know?
Well, there's no meat in there, but I'm trying to go unprocessed. I'm trying to get away from dairy also. So, you know, using all the different kind of nut milks and stuff. And
yeah, rice milk, almond milk, hemp milk, oat milk, you name it, milk. Yep.
Yeah, you got it. I love it. That pumpkin pie square tastes divine. And the frosting is awesome.
So are you a professional chef? Because you sound like one. Or are you just like a...
No, I look like I've probably been eating forever, but love food, and I love chips.
So you're a foodie. You're a foodie, so you're like a gourmet. Gourmand.
Well, I'm trying to change my, you know, way of eating. I need to reduce, but... You know, I want to
okay, now I'm going to help you with that right away, CNF, because the whole idea is changing your nutrition, not about reducing, not all that. It's about taking your health and your body and your psyche and everything in a new direction. And I want you to put pressure on you, because it sounds like you really got a great attitude about it, but at the end of the day, you're changing your nutrition, and it's and you're still going to be like this phenomenal chef girl.
What I want to do, Melissa, is I want to change nutrition for me, but also to be an example because I want to change the nutrition in our nursing homes and get rid of disease via nutrition. And
yes,
so,
ma'am. Preaching to the choir.
That's my big thing. So
awesome.
I need to walk the talk. And so that's what I'm about to do. So.
Congratulations. Well, you're going to do whatever you want because you're fabulous.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're so awesome. And so my question today is, what do you see coming of anything? And I've applied for a few jobs, but, you know, ultimately this is what I wanted in my passion. And do you see anything coming through anytime soon?
It sounds like... I'm getting a lot of stuff about, like, a sister. And, again, when this comes through, it may be a friend who's like a sister or a relative that's like a sister that's not a sister. Is there somebody in your immediate circle that's sort of sister-like to you?
Yes.
Okay. It feels like – I don't know if you ever wanted to do business with this person or if this person has connections, but it feels like this person's going to be fairly instrumental in helping you get some doors open.
I feel that, too. She doesn't have any connections, but she's very, how can I say? She's really very able to see clearly some of the things that need to connect, and we connect on a lot. She's getting her PhD in nursing, and her ideas and her her thought processes are pretty similar. Although she's going to branch off into another area, I think that she's just so valuable and so incredibly smart.
Okay, good.
In more ways than one.
Rely on her. And also, if you're comfortable with this, call in Archangel Raphael if you're comfortable with that, okay? And just ask him to help you get these doors open more quickly. Work with your team a little bit more. Work with the Devic. You know the Devic realm, don't you? The Devas?
Yes.
Okay, work with the Devas. This is more of a spiritual thing that you can do. And keep, you know, it feels like this woman that's sort of like your sister just has a way of getting your game plan rolling. So you want to
yes.
you want to be really methodological. I'm going to make up a word. you know, be methodical in how you approach this so that it's exactly the way you want it.
Because I wanted to apply for this one job, which is not my ultimate job, but it's a step in that direction. And I worked very close with her in getting my resume redone and my cover letters, you know, just so, because they're so important and, you know, blow those kind of things up. And she's so very methodical, absolutely, and very much in tune and as to how to do those sorts of things, which is not my forte.
Yeah. Jethro? Are you there? Are you snacking? He's making pumpkin pie.
I know what's going on. The guy said that it's something happening for you that's really intense here in energy. And it's like when you asked her, they've been just going along and confirming. So everything that she's got, I also don't understand. What they keep telling me is that you've got a little bit of your health that's going to hold you a little bit, but it's not like you wanted it to. But something hasn't been all the way handled, and you've been kind of like pussyfooting around it.
Absolutely, my knees.
Yeah.
My knees are in not great shape. And that is the one thing I do worry about is, you know, if I'm going to need to have a second knee replaced before I do this, or is it going to be okay long enough for me to, you know, get my foot in the door and start going for it?
Do everything. I just got some guidance that you need to be eating more soups and more liquids. You need more liquids.
Yes.
And get some massage for your legs, for your knees. Start connecting to that. That's that's flexibility. Knees are about flexibility and movement. So this is time for you to, you're on the right track with all this because you're working on your nutrition. You've got a game plan with your, it's about you now. Yay, girl. It's about time.
Yay. Well, thank you so much. You guys rock. And
you rock, girl.
Enjoy those recipes. And if I find any more, I will send them your way.
And please stay in touch and let us know how it's going.
Absolutely. You guys have a good one.
You too.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Good to talk to you. Tell that daughter I hope she liked that mushroom coffee. We never did hear. Did she even drink it?
She loved it. Her last time on here, she was telling you she loved it.
Oh, see, I've gotten so delirious. They don't remember. Who am I? Why does the sun come out on the edge? Why does it fall on the west? What is happening? Sorry, just
well, that's not where I'm at. We had a foot of snow.
Oh, no.
And we're going down to 10 below zero before wind chill.
Where are you?
Kansas.
Oy vey.
Yeah, and our furnace went out. And so we're okay.
Okay.
But it was very interesting trying to get the landlord to do the right thing and put the furnace on.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's amazing. Oh, but it's okay. You know, we are taken care of, and, you know, we're good. There are people.
You're strong.
So, you know, we're thankful.
Yes. My son's in Wichita. I teased him because he's coming here to Florida, and he's like, Dad, why did you make me wait because all the snow? I told him my grandfather's son is about a foot tall. Robert's cute but real tiny little blue-eyed redhead. And we were laughing because he's like, he looked out, he's like, that's enough. You know, it's like a two-year-old's like, this is it. He's like, he's ready to come on. He's like, Grandpa, take me to Disney World. I've had enough. You know?
So they relocating? Are they going to relocate, Jethro, or just visiting?
Oh, well, unfortunately, I think visit. I would love him to eventually someday, but he loves Kansas, and his mom's from there, and he likes it there. I'm like,
He's a Wichita lineman.
Well, I like it because of the diversity, but in some areas. But I've lived in Florida too before, and I have to say, I wouldn't move to Florida. I'd love to visit, but
same thing he says too. That's what he says.
It's different, and I grew up in Chicago, so it's different, but it's a great place to get away. Absolutely. All right, I'll let somebody else get a turn. You guys have a good one.
Take care.
Good to hear from you. Put in those presents and contests on Psyche's Gone Wild. I know you're one of our ones that this is one of our winners that we lost her thing. Everything went wild. The person that was taking care of it back then, I think they went wild. We had to be a psychic to track it down, but we did get it back. And then they got their coffee. And the really crazy thing was during the whole time, they would call in and we would talk to her and her daughter. And I mean, we're psychic, but I felt so terrible because I'm like, you didn't win. And then one lady called in. She's like, I didn't get my ring. And I'm like, oh, no. And I find out that there was, like, quite a few people like, yeah, and we didn't want to hurt your feelings because you should know. We're all wondering, what are you, like, giving this stuff out? You don't give it out. I'm like, no, but we do. I mean, I pay all this stuff, and I'm like, oh, no. And the person's
what
like, well, they...
What is mushroom coffee, Jethro? Maybe we can answer Brian's email from earlier. Maybe there is something you're doing that you're not telling anybody.
Ganoderma mushroom. It's a Chinese ancient mushroom that you drink as coffee or hot chocolate. It's very good. Those of you who want to get a hold of me, it's a very good detox. And I tell you, and I have drank it for now 2.5 years. And I was a smoker back when I first started with it. It got rid of the nicotine. I feel so good. And that's part
awesome.
Of why I did it.
Yeah, good.
We are just wild, and it's like
we are beyond wild. We are
wild. And I called in, and you never heard me. We hear you now, and it's 5:40. What do you know?
Hi, no, how are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing great tonight. You guys are wonderful.
You are too. What's your name?
My name's Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
I just had a few questions. I was wondering how you guys could help me. I would like to communicate a little bit better with my spirit guides and my angels. And I've been feeling like they're trying to tell me something, so I was wondering if you can give me some pointers on how to communicate a little bit better.
Right off the bat, give them permission to talk with you and help you. Just,
okay.
You know, the first thing is that that's there. They're like chomping at the bit. There's like, I see like a horse, you know, and the horse is getting ready to go, you know, and go. That's what they're like. They're nodding their heads. They're like, yeah. So number one, give them permission. Number two, create a sacred space in your home if you haven't done that yet where you can do your prayer work, meditation, you know, even if it's like on your patio or something where you have like a plant and some candles or, you know, you can create an altar, whatever's comfortable to your personal truth. There's no right or wrong. It's what calls you, you know, and you want to surround yourself in that space with things that mean something to you, you know, like the right candle that calls to you and that changes as you burn it and crystals and, you know, whatever is your truth. The color orange is resonating really brightly right now. So I'm asking if that's your sacral chakra, which is for sacred sexuality and emotional well-being. So you're going to want to learn how to balance your chakras, and you can really get a lot of research on that. Just remember, Jethro has a really great technique, and I think he's going to be doing a class eventually online. And for my technique's a little bit different, so you want to find what works for you. Do a little research on you want to balance your chakras. Ask your guides to help you. And it feels like they're just ready for you to give them permission, and it feels like there's going to be a lot of beautiful communication. They're going to start sending you symbols. The most recognizable ones would be a feather that you find or a coin or a book will move and you'll turn to a page on a book and it'll be like exactly what you want. You'll start seeing numbers. You might see 333 or 111 or 555 or combination numbers. You want to research that. Start doing your homework when you start to get these symbols so that you can put the pieces of the puzzle and the breadcrumbs lead you to your next location. You're going to do great. Jethro.
I agree, and I feel with you the other energy. Give me your name again.
Carrie.
Carrie, the strengthening is so much. It's like they said that that's one of the things that you had to go through a little bit of some energy here. 2013 left you pretty much, you were ahead of everybody. I feel like you were feeling things then.
Mm-hmm. I just been feeling more of a pull to center myself and to take, you know, just take some time more to myself, and I'm trying to listen more to what they're telling me, and I'm trying to communicate, and that's why I was like, you guys would be wonderful to tell me how to do that so I can communicate a little bit better with them.
One of the biggest things is toning. I feel that with you real strong because the clairaudience, and I born with this gift, and then I was able to see auras and sense, and then I drowned and was able to hear clairaudience. What really opened it for me and did the most was the toning, and I didn't get it till later on. I got it in Sedona, Arizona, and I know there's another name for it. In fact, you'll hear it on Patty Negri calls it something different, but I know it as toning, and it's like the vowels, the A, E, I, O, U, and you're doing those vowels, and you the ah, like ma, balances that chakra. It raises your power, and it turns you into the person to do it. You know, it makes you the strength. And I'm getting a lot of positive from you, Carrie. You've got to stay. You're a keeper. We're just going to have you start working with us because the angels are telling me that you're just a lover. You're not a fighter. That's what they said.
Yeah.
That's really,
I've been feeling more and more to just, you know, just center myself. And that's why I was like, how do I get there?
Well, you know, meditation is a great way to center yourself. Do you meditate at all?
Yes, I just recently started to learn how to do that. So I had, like you said, the candles around them. I'm like, okay, is that when I should ask them, you know, if they have any messages for me? Or,
right.
I wasn't sure how to quite do that.
Here's the bottom line. You're going to have your own way of doing things. This is like an initiation.
Okay.
You know, read the guidebooks and get pick here and pick there and pick here and develop your own because that's going to work for you the best. You have a natural gift of that. And, you know, that strength that Jethro's talking about is that sacral chakra and your root chakra, you know, all of that's combined. You know, do some research on chakras and on toning and sounds, but make it your own. A little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of that. Chips and salsa is going to agree with us. You can't mess up the spices if it's your own spices.
The more I do that, will I be able to hear them and communicate with them?
Yes, because it may not be exactly the way you think it's going to be. Like, they're not going to, like, walk in front of you and go, hello,
Carrie, how are you today?
Like,
maybe thoughts or, you know, maybe, like, if they would guide me in the right direction about something or a decision maybe, you know, just to have a little bit of their input would be great.
Well, you're getting it all the time, and now that you're, you know, working on that part of that communication, it's going to manifest in different ways.
Okay.
It's not going to be what you expect. So enjoy that. Enjoy that. Keep us posted.
Okay, good. Thank you so much. You guys are wonderful. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. You too.
We are wild. Bye-bye, Carrie. We're having the wildest times. Everyone knows you're on the line.
What are you eating, Jethro? Are you sipping?
I just had a little bit of a snack. It was only a little cookie, but it started it. It was a macadamia chocolate, white chocolate cookie. But No, actually someone brought it to me in my class tonight, and it was like they were teasing because they're like, you know, Jethro, we start out with snacks, and we all bring snacks, and then we have snacks. We actually, out of the 2.5 hours, probably had about 35 minutes on the angels. They got in the way, so then we snacked. And then it was like, you know, it's just, it's all about snacking. If you're going to do it, you got to do it right. I mean,
snacking,
we start out with light little chips.
A way of life.
You know, and after the chips, we went to a really good plate of, you know, ham, a little bit of turkey, a little bit of light chips, a little bit of cheese. Then from that, we went to a pasta salad. Then we went over. It was just, we have the fun of eating.
Yeah, so you're teaching class just so you can eat, aren't you?
I know, it's making me close. I give them all my secrets. If you'll hand me food, I will tell you where it's been.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Hello, 702. Yes. How are you?
Jethro, how are you? Sorry, you made me so hungry now. I might hang up, you know.
Really good. You know, they told me in Tampa, they said, you're going to open a business. And I said, but will it have food by it? And I went out, and I know my girlfriend loves me. I look across the street, and my business, I look right across, is a grocery store. It's like, I'm like, we don't play just, you know, a little salad. No, we want everybody right there. If I have any urges, it's right there for me.
You have a conveyor belt. All you need is a conveyor belt, Jethro, and just plug it in. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Rich.
Hi, Rich.
You know, I went into song here. Let's talk about love, baby. You know, it's not sex, but it's love. So let's go back to love again.
So what is your question, honey?
My question is, hey, I met a mate from lifetimes ago, and I just want to know how that's going to turn out because there for a while we've quieted down and just want to know how she's coming along.
You met her before, and now you've lost touch, or you're in touch, but you're not together.
Yeah, we're not in touch that often right now.
Okay. You got to open your dance card up a little bit more. It's
dance
like,
a bit more.
Yeah, honey. It feels like, you know, it feels like there's potential here. It also feels like you don't have to wait around to kick up your heels, and it just feels like you want to open yourself up more to other possibilities as well. Are you doing that at all?
Well, I've had a difficult year last year with medical problems, so
okay.
I'm coming back out again.
Good
so.
For you. So you're feeling better, and your heart is healing emotionally, and Yeah. So that time was a time of great karmic healing this past year for you, of great putting the past behind you, of saying I don't need to do this to myself anymore. I'm worth more than this and that and this and that and this and that. So although this person is significant, there's other people waiting to meet you as well. That's what I'm getting. What is being shared with me? How about you, Jethro?
I feel that
stop
too.
Eating.
One more cookie for the road. I'm not driving. Everybody good. Would you work with me? It's like they start to, every time I get a lunch snack in my hand, she's like, just, oh, I'm like, what are you, the cops? Back off, baby. Back off. Like the energy's going. And
I think it's amazing that you can digest and read it. I'm so in awe.
I know. People are like, I quit eating at night. Well, that's not my fault you got to snore. I don't stop. I don't. And, you know, I don't wake up with problems. I'd have people tell me, well, aren't you going to have an upset stomach? I said, no. I may wake up and get hungry. I may go have a snack like at 2 or 3 if it's, like, still good. I'm like, oh, there's peanut butter pie in there. I'm up. So, you know. It's like,
and who said you couldn't multitask? You know?
Beautiful multitasking is really, really efficient.
You know, and all right, I don't care if milk has to take a minute in the cupboard. I can use a cup while I'm eating the piece of pie. It's all
okay.
Right.
Okay. So, Jethro, what is your intuition for Rich here, our lovely friend?
Rich, I do agree with the guides are saying that there is some things happening. I do see there's a relationship. I'm hearing the guides tell me that the person that he's going to be with is also working on some energy. He's got to manifest his magnetic energy. So I would say the balance in his energy right now is still purging some of it out. I feel like your right side of your body's feeling a little different. I feel like there's a little bit of aching here. You're still getting rid of some of the other stuff. So I would also instruct a little bit of energy here to bring in the focus. I would work with you on a little bit of the male sun energy to balance that heart chakra, maybe light meditation with that, bringing in the energy of that energy to release that. And I see within 2 months, I see a different relationship. But I keep hearing the guide said that you want someone who's going to be intellectually like you. They've got to be on their game.
Yes.
You've got that in your contract. You've got it in your personality, and you've had choices. You could have been with, you know, and don't get mad. I know we're going to get mad. I'm going to get letters, but you don't want a little, I'm a Barbie doll and life's great. My hair dryer blew up and I'm having a crisis. You want somebody who's with the game. They have to be fully facilitated. You know, every elevator door works and is correctly going to the right places.
That's fabulous.
You know, so and thank you, Rich. I definitely keep it. I love your laugh. You can come in sometime. We'll all laugh together. We have these crazy laughs.
Thanks, Rich. All
thank
the best.
You so much. Many blessings.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
You're welcome, honey.
We are wild, and that was a fun friend that we had come in, and we're going to turn around and grab a couple more friends, or at least talk to you through the phone. We won't be touching tonight, sorry, but grab a couple of friends. It's trouble. 5-6-5. Really is bad.
Okay,
5-6-5. How are you?
Jethro.
It is adult, and it has become adult. 5-6-2, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. Thank you for taking my call.
Good evening. Who are we speaking with?
Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, and my question is, I'm really concerned about, I have a business meeting on Friday, how it's going to go, if they'll take it, if they can make things happen, what's going to come out in the next few months.
Well, it feels like you've worked really, really hard, and that your dedication is what charms people. That you're so dedicated to what you do. You want to do a little preparation before Friday because you are a little anxious, and it's understandable that you would be. So if you can take a walk outside, or if the climate is okay, if you can prepare, almost dance about it, lighten up a little bit about it so that when you go into this meeting, the joy of all of this amazing dedication that you have is what inspires people. What say you, Jethro?
I feel there's something going here with that inspiring very much. And I'm, Cheryl, I feel like the guides are telling me with you that you are you're up against some oddness here. I feel like this is where you're going to break through it. And I keep seeing you like you're breaking through a block. Like, you know, they show like I've done Breakthrough with Anthony Robbins, and I see you just like, boom, right through the wood. You're just going right through it. So what I would say is this is going to be a very good, very breakthrough thing with you. But it is exactly what Melissa's getting. I see you preparing. Play some music that's real red, real strong. Bring it on, bring it on. You know, Eye of the Tiger, if you like that kind of music. Something that's like, boom, boom, you know, here we go, Joe. I'm going to take it out, and I feel you doing it. They keep saying that there's a little bit of physical with you happening with your power. You were hurt. Somebody tried to sideswipe you, and I'm not meaning a car. I mean, someone tried to, I feel like work-wise, push you or do something here in work, and you're still rebounding about where you feel comfortable.
Oh, you're pretty good. I got to give you A++. This is a medical malpractice. I was butchered, and I fought, and then I had some information fell out of nowhere that was unexpected, and we had like a sideline case, and the lawyer I had shut it down. And she said, I had to shut you down. And she was outside the bounds of her contract when she did this. And some unscrupulous things occurred. It's a long story. But anyway, so I've been having trouble finding a lawyer. So I really need somebody, like a pit bull, someone strong.
You're that person, too. You are very strong. Stronger than you give yourself credit for. You're amazing.
And I did some research, and so I'm talking to this guy. I've gotten a lot of no's, and I'm going up against a giant. The law firm has tentacles everywhere, and I've talked to many lawyers who have told me they've either done work or have worked for this law firm, which surprises me because I say it's because they're a defense firm. And she was a woman, and I thought she would have feeling woman to woman, but no, she was more defense lawyer than woman. And so, in my case.
It's like and Goliath.
But, you know, so I'm really hoping that this guy is not timid, who has power, likes challenge.
It feels like Archangel Michael, for the spiritual aspect of this, is definitely on your side. If you can, you know, call on him if you're comfortable with that. Just know that you've got a big team of the unseens, as we call our beloved guides and angels, working with you, and just bring them on in. Don't be afraid to do that.
I am against the wall right now. I have to make this work because I have a deadline, and I miss your deadline, kiss it goodbye. So it's either a go or a no-go. So I was going to see how, if this guy's going to be afraid or if he'll take it.
It feels, there's red and purple. So red would be the root chakra, purple's the top chakra. It's just going all the way up as a kundalini experience. We can't predict because we don't know what another person's free will is going to be. So you do whatever you can to get ready for it and know that you've done all that you can. Jethro, what do you get for that?
I felt that there was going to be with it, but it's going to take a little bit of a push, and I feel that's what you're doing. I agree that I feel like the person hasn't made all their mind up, that they've got the energy to do it. That's why we're seeing the red, but it's also what they're making up their mind to do it. And I feel the outcome of it is I do think they're going to do it, Cheryl. We've got 60 seconds. We love you. Know that we, I hate to run, but we, if they don't, they throw us out on our head, and it hurts, so we got to walk.
Ow. Keep us posted, and we send you lots of blessings, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're so welcome.
Psychic's Gone Wild. Definitely get a hold of us.
We are so wild.
On our sites, we will do the reading for you all night, 867-5309. But you know what? It's time to go, and it's, you know what we got to tell you? Go to psychicsgonewild.com. We have a winner here. It's Denise LaCille. And she is the winner tonight of Book of Living in the Psychic Realm. Yay,
woo,
you rock.
I'm
going to sign
it
for you.
Amazing.
And you can put your snail mail.
Clap, clap, clap.
You knew what I like. You knew what I like. And so what we're going to turn around and do is, well, those of you who didn't get in, make sure you tune in tomorrow night because it's wilder than that. I've got two of them. We've got Dina Flanagan and Amy Cavanaugh both getting intense. If you're ready to be serious, if you're ready to be open, call in. Maine and New York City. Florida, here we go. All three of us are going to get really intense on what's going on with these people smoking and blaming it on us. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Jethro. Good night, everybody.